After your battle with my brother at the Burning Gate, I understand that he became quite animated.
For a moment then, I thought you just another slave of Zinch. But I gave you too much praise. You're naught but a scave of Lucky.
You have been true to your oath, Gotrek, son of Gurney.
I've been true to my oath.
You protected me from the Kainite, and in exchange, I have led you to the Hammerhall Gate. Each of our promises have been fulfilled to the letter. Never let it be said that a servant of the Changer is not always true to the word, if not the spirit, of his agreements. Go into your afterlife, unburdened by shame, and with the gratitude of the eye not seen. My gratitude.
Get back down here, onto this boat, lich! Or Grimnir, help me! I will throw the story smith up there to get you!
What use is a fire slayer root to you anyway?
It is of no matter to you now, is it? And with the elf and the skaven dealt with thanks to you, there is no one else left to interfere.
The necromancer turned fully to Okanos, an insect hovering before the head of a god beast.
See me! Okanos! I, who have summoned you! Traitor and apostate am I! Smite your master one more time, as I have!
The god beast turned its great head towards the necromancer, its eye sockets flickering with malice. Its colossal jaws opened. Fire lit its neck, racing upwards vertebra by vertebra, and erupted from its maw like magma from a volcano. Uthan Barrowwalker, the eye not seen, was utterly consumed. His cremated remains hung in the air for a moment before Okanos sucked them back, heavy jaws snapping.
Drentrum!
Better than walking, I suppose.
Okanos crashed back into the sea, and a titanic wave flung the longboat aside. Brodor grabbed the gunwale until the boat finally settled.
We have to turn back. We can find another gate to Akshi. We can... Where have the oarsmen gone?
With the lich, I'd imagine.
Scrat! We're stranded!
Gotrek mounted the bowsprit and brandished his great axe at the now half-submerged godbeast.
If there's one thing I'll confess to liking about these worlds, Storysmith, is that you do things big. When you make a monster, you make a monster.
The boat rocked wildly as Okanos' head erupted once again from the waves. It was some way behind them now, its neck so long that it had encircled the boat almost entirely.
Don't make me get in there with you, god beast! The water puts me in a foul mood.
Water streamed from the cavernous ridges in its neck and the hollows in its skull as it rose. Okanos opened its mouth, flames rippling.
Grimnir! I'll not see you shattered again!
Brodor ran into the bowsprit and slammed into Gotrek's back, carrying them both overboard. The water behind them blossomed into roiling orange petals as the boat was annihilated by Okanos' fiery breath. Brodor kicked for the surface.
Gotrek! Gotrek!
You'll answer for that, Storysmith! Didn't I just say that I hated the water?
Clinging to a piece of floating detritus nearby, the Doomseeker, too, was still in one piece. The axe, Zangrom Thaz, was underwater in his hand. The Anbaki forge fire between the two crescent-shaped rune blades burned there, distorted by the water and the action of the waves.
This would be quite the doom, Story Smith, but I'll not accept it. Not while other oaths stand within my grasp.
It's a god beast, Gotrek. Such a being slew Grimnir. Another, Drakatoa, entombed Gorkamorka for an age until Sigmar dug him free. Behemoth, Dracothian, Argentine. Such titans aren't for the blades of mortals.
And you call yourself heir to Grimnir? Any proper slayer should leap at such a chance.
I am a descendant of the Shattered God. His might is right here in the gold in my flesh. He wasn't builder or maker, nor even chronicler. No, those are his brother's domains. He's wanderer, oathmaker, gold giver, doom seeker. Aye, you're right, Gotrek. Aye, let's fight this beast and die with a god's glory. Kazok!
A stretch of water before them seethed as Orcanus' head broke the surface. It was indescribably vast up close, like watching a fortress raise from its foundations.
I bloody dare! That's how my axe thirsts! And like any proper dwarf, she doesn't care for water!
Wait! Gotrek, wait! What was it that Snorri said to you last night? About Nagas?
What was that? Betrayal? Raised atop betrayal? You followed me! Is there naught in this world but elves and oathbreakers?
Never mind that now! Nagas wants both our souls, but yours especially. Uthan told me as much himself. Well, Orcanos is no mindless puppy. He despises Nagash. That's why Uthan knew he could use his realm gate. The God Beast wants a reason to spite the undying King, Gotrek. Give him one. My own death I could endure, Doomseeker. But not yours. Not until you learn why you return to us.
Still clinging to the debris, Gotrek raised his axe high above the water.
I am Gotrek, son of Gurney. And that's as much as I care for you, your master, and all his works in this world, and in the last. Now come, taste my axe.
Brodo looked up in horror as Orcanus unlocked his mighty jaws, teeth sliding over teeth, breath igniting.
Yay! That's right! This dwarf will ask no favors of you!
You couldn't have fed the flames just a little, right?
Not this dwarf. A god beast may have cowered Grimnir, but it'll take something bigger than this to make Gotrek Gurnishan beg!
Realm Slayer, Part 4, Blood and Gold by David Gaimer. Performed by Brian Blessed, Jonathan Keeble, Matthew Hunt, Toby Longworth, Connie Magadza, Penelope Rawlins, David Seddon, and Andrew Wincott.
Felix! Are you? Are you Felix? No? Felix? You there! I'm looking for a mangling called Felix!
The Doom Seeker staggered along Hammerhal's besieged ramparts, ale sloshing over the rim of his tankard. Spells and artillery battered the walls, while demons fought overhead.
Perhaps you should step away from the edge, Doomseeker.
And why should I? Seems like the perfect place for a Slayer to be. All the chaos beasts a Slayer could wish for. Good stone underfoot and ale in my... down my beard. Hey! It reminds me of Prague, except for the fire moat, of course. And those shifting ballista towers, I suppose. Pow! Moving fortresses. Did you ever hear of such a thing?
Well, actually, they're not moving.
You hear that, you lot? Gotrek Gurnison stands on this wall. He fought the armies of Arek Demonclaw in the siege of Prague. He did the whole thing again versus the armies of Hellbrass when the old city fell. And Gesh, who's still bloody here. Rah! Gurnison! That's right. This Slayer.
Let's go back to the alehouse. The one you liked in the Cinderfall district.
There is nothing that I like here, Storysmith, for it is naught but the abode of elves and lies. You there! The big one in blue and gold. You're one of those Stormcast Eternals, aren't you? Hey, Storysmith, which side's the front?
Are you addressing me, Duardin? If so, I would warn you to halt your tongue. This is Sigmar's wall, and I ward it in his stead.
The Doomseeker approached the Stormcast Eternal and rapped on the breastplate.
Have you been short of your wits?
Phoenix! Are you in there?
Vimir, what madness is this?
The armored warrior grabbed Gotrek's arm in a vice-like grip and flung it away from him. Had the Doomseeker been a lesser man, the maneuver would have seen him flung over the ramparts. But Gotrek barely stumbled.
My name is Kaiyukane Hammerfriend, Liberator Prime of the Flamescar Lion's Chamber of the Hammers of Sigmar. I know of no Felix here.
Lying wizards, demon dwarfs, thieving elves, gods that aren't. You're in there, manling, and I'm getting you out.
Please, Doomseeker, I'm begging you. Leave the Stormcast be. Even you don't want that kind of trouble.
Give me the shield! Enough!
Doomseeker, watch out!
This armor's come in handier than I thought it would. Should have worn it more back in the day.
Whether you are intoxicated or simply driven to madness by the hosts of the Grey Seer, this ends now.
Oh, curse it, Doomseeker. Didn't I say you were inviting more trouble than even you could ask for?
The Fire Slayer raised his axe, but before he could swing it, the Stormcast Eternal struck Brodor with the flat of his hammer, smashing him sideways against the battlements.
Ah, oh, Grimnir. They're even stronger than they look.
Get down here.
With an impossible feat of strength, the Doomseeker dug his fingers into the edge of Kaiyukane Hammerfriend's breastplate and grappled the immense Stormcast Eternal down to his level.
You are just a Duardin. How are you this strong?
Just a dwarf? Just? Maddening? What have they done to you?
Holding the struggling Stormcast Eternal in a headlock, the Doomseeker forced one hand underneath Kaiyukane's golden helmet and pulled.
Found you, Madling. I... You're not... Madling?
Kaiyukane Hammerfriend looked back at the Doomseeker with eyes that burned with the cosmic fires of Azir. His skin was the color of coal. His jawbones were high, his brow flat, his chin strong. Everything was too hard, too perfect. Gotrek stumbled back and fell to his knees. Finally free, Kaiyukane rose once more.
Jordain! On my oath!
Felix, Jordain, how many names do you mean to bestow upon me? I am Kaiokane Hammerfriend of the Flamescar Lions.
Kaiokane? I know that name. You are Jordain's ancestor, the hero that founded Idasa a century ago. You are the bloody mirror of him.
Idasa, I have no memory of that place. I have no memory of descendants.
Nothing at all?
It is a minor burden to bear, almost petty to complain over, in exchange for the strength that Sigmar gives us to bear it.
Nothing at all?
Well, isn't this pleasing on the senses? Pain, heartache. No, really, don't stop for me.
Gotrek staggered to his feet. He hefted his axe and threw himself at Malaneth, only to be restrained by Kaiokane Hammerfriend.
Malaneth? You look different.
The elf woman was dressed entirely in black. A metal bodice enclosed her torso. Leather plates, edged with Ithilmar steel, each one sharpened like a blade, clad her arms and legs. A silk mask covered her nose and mouth, only her eyes showing.
Well, I would not be much of an assassin if I had simply turned up outside your lodge looking like one, would I?
Unhand me, Stormcast! Can you not see? There's a dark elf behind you!
Kaiokane Hammerfriend dragged the struggling Doomseeker back a step, then another.
Enough! Show the respect due to an agent from the Order of Azir!
Order of... what? Her?
If I had tried to tell you before, would you have believed me? I did not have Kaiokane Hammerfriend in a city full of Stormcast Eternals to vouch for my claim when I was in your dungeon. Hopefully, even you two can see now that I'm not your enemy.
You violated the magma vaults of the Unbaki.
She's a dark elf, Storysmith. Anything above that is mere dressing.
You assume a great deal, Gotrek, for a Dwarden who has just walked out of the realm of chaos from a lost time. We were both their prisoner in Karak Unbak, don't you remember? I asked for your help then.
Aye, you did. But better to cut your own throat than hand the knife to an elf. Who knows what they'll think to do with it?
Do you want to know why my order wanted Blackhammer's master rune?
Not especially. Not from those lying lips.
The Unbak Lodge had yet to declare for Sigmar.
Thuggy.
Left in this world may well be right. Dwarfs may live in the sky and elves in the heavens, but this you can keep in your vault and hold sacred. No dwarf would ever take his coin from chaos filth.
Is that so, Brodor? Would a Dwarden really never pledge his axe to the ruinous powers?
No, it's not about picking sides, if that's what you're angling at. It's about taking her gold from those that have her gold and doing proper honor to Grimnir. If Sigmar wants the aid of the lodges, then he knows how to get it. And I suspect he could damn well afford it.
Control yourself, Dwarden.
Honor to Grimnir. Here, Elgi, have my axe. Better to die now with that much disgrace than live in a world that holds such dwarfs as I now see.
Lady Witchblade.
Go, Kaiokane. See what is happening at Ashhammer Gate. I can look after myself here.
Yes, my lady.
What do you want from me, elf? Since you've not yet stabbed me in the back in the traditional elfish manner, I take it you want something.
Your help finding the Eye Not Seen, of course. He is loose behind the walls of Hammerhal, and with a terrible weapon at his command.
We've already searched. After being sucked down Acanus's throat and through the Realm Gate, we found ourselves in the labyrinth beneath the city.
A lot of creatures down there. I liked it. Reminded me of Karak Eight Peaks.
There's a thousand ways a necromancer could lose himself down there.
So we got drunk instead.
You traveled with him for days. He let nothing slip. No hint of his plans. What the rune he stole might actually do?
It does nothing! Until beaten into a fire slayer's living flesh, it is naught but metal.
You are thick-headed, even for a Dwarden. I held it briefly in my own hand. I know its power. The Eye Not Seen would not have carried it across two realms and aligned his cause with allies as trustworthy as the Skaven or as forgiving of failure as the Gracia if he did not have a means of using it.
It is not an assault, my lady. It is a regiment from one of the three cities beyond the Charwood. Someone has made it through.
That banner they fly, it looks passingly familiar.
Oh, it is exactly the same as the armor plate on your shoulder. Were you always as observant? Or was it your better eye that you left behind in Shaiish?
I still have one eye, elfling. Were I to cut out your tongue, then I doubt you'd be talking half as well as I now see.
It is no wonder that the Eye Not Seen was able to fool you for as long as it did.
Black lion rampant on a red field. Dessa?
You remember it?
No.
Barrow Walker was honest about one thing, at least. Time did pass more slowly in Shaiish. We did get here ahead of him.
I think I must be drunk.
You do, do you?
The Doomseeker pointed his axe to the sky, then at Kaiokane Hammerfriend.
I see folk like him flying.
Prosecutors.
The warriors in gold and silver are of my own storm host, the Hammers of Sigmar. Those in jade are the Emerald Wardens. Hammerhal Aksha is garrisoned by 24 chambers and many hundreds of Free Guild regiments. Praise Sigmar. Let the foul legions of chaos wither before his fire. Open the Ashhammer Gate before the enemy is able to muster more strength. Let the Adassins through.
Tell me, Dwarven, what have the Adassins to do with the Eye Not Seen?
You don't know? Where were those oh-so-sharp elf eyes on the Great Ash Road or at Twinfire?
They're imposters.
What?
Silence! Tell the Chaos Lover nothing! She clearly needs no help from us, and I've other things to be about. 24 chambers of Stormcast Eternals, he said. That sounds like a lot of them. Phoenix is here somewhere. I can feel it.
And what if he is? Hammerhal Aksha is huge. It has over 100 gates spread across an entire continent. And that's without even considering Hammerhal Gyra beyond the Stormrift Gate.
What do you intend to do, Slayer? Line them up and take off their helmets one by one?
And what then, Duardin? If you did find him, what then?
I suppose I do have newer oaths that can be honored first. I did swear to Jordain that I would avenge him on his traitorous cousin.
Don't forget that faggy swine, Barrow Walker.
And the Grey Seer.
Yeah, I owe him a fair reckoning from the days of old.
Help me kill them all.
Very well, Dark Elf, since you put it like that.
Malineth adjusted the golden third mask that she had taken from the Lioness Guard, who, judging by the knife in her back, would no longer need it.
A lot of effort to get a few hundred soldiers inside the city, Mistress. Why? What does the Eye Not Seen plan for them?
Tucking the locket into her lionskin cloak, she stepped into the tunnel and adjusted her normally lithe gait to blend in amongst the sea of soldiers.
Hold them off, Lions of Adassa! Draw back to the barbican and wait for me there.
You should go first, Manizomo.
And ask another to face a foe that I will not. Never! Our master may have changed, but Manizomo Osayande, first Lion of Adassa, has not.
Malineth spotted the Manizomo warring with a Chaos Warrior in the distance. Dashing forward, she came up behind Osayande's foe and ran him through with her broadsword. Blood splattered the Adassin breastplate she had commandeered.
My gratitude, Lioness.
You should not be here, Osayande. The Eye Not Seen awaits us. I'm impatient to know his designs.
I agree, Manizomo. The Chaos armies are pushing us harder than I thought they would, considering we are supposed to be on the same side.
A necessary deception if we are to fool the wardens of the God King. Why do you think I ordered the Akinite contingent to hold our rear?
Is it really beyond the Fate Master to have had them hold their worst? We are the ones who are going to help him crack this city open, not they.
I doubt even the Grey Lord himself has the power to hold these berserkers to heel.
Then it will be red sand underfoot this eve.
A giant in blood-red armor broke through the melee to swing for Ozzyandi, his morning star made of eight burning skulls.
Skulls! They will soon be mine!
Protect the Manozomo!
With elven reflexes sharpened to a fine edge by her canine training, Malineth darted across the adolescent soldier and impaled the cornate warrior on her broadsword.
You are quick, and far too slight for a warrior of the Lioness Guard. Do not think that the mask of a noble warrior can hide your white skin from me. Akenite!
You speak the word as if it does not now describe yourself. You sold your soul to the Seeing Legion. The noble warrior you speak of is now naught but bones on the Great Ash Road.
What were you doing ahead of us, Lioness? The contingent of the Eye That Seen was supposed to be with the rear guard.
Dying for you, you mean?
Games within games. Isn't that the way of your cabals?
Our cabals.
It hardly matters now. We have to...
Nearby, a gargantuan horror of bleeding muscle, all bronze plate, black horn, and tattered blood-soaked wings, swung a sword the length of three men. Butchered Arcanites flew into the air and broke against the tunnel roof.
You dare avert your eyes, Manizomo? This is the power with which you have chosen to align.
This is on Sigma's shoulders. This horror is what the God King's ambition has wrought upon the realms. Upon Edassa. At least when chaos reigned, there was peace of a kind.
More of your soldiers return for you.
Manizomo Ozzyandi, we must go, now.
Listen to them. The sooner we meet with the Eye Not Seen, the sooner we will all get our rewards.
Make way for the Emerald Wardens. Make way!
Godlike paladins in the verdant heraldry of the Emerald Wardens waded through the flood of soldiers. Lightning played across their bastion armor and their great warhammers as they strode towards the frenzied greater demon.
Let the Emerald Wardens finish what their god has brought upon us mortal men. They are welcome to it. Very well, Lioness. Lead on. Lions of Edassa, back into the city. Let us go end this war.
The bloodied and wearied column of Edassan soldiers trooped through the ever-narrowing streets of the Ashlands district. Everywhere Brodor looked, residences were abandoned, the shopfronts boarded and filled with craters.
Two dwarves running away from the battle of a lifetime to chase a band of Zetian turncoats on the off chance of finding a lich in hiding, all on the lying say-so of an elf? There are days when I miss the realm of chaos.
Would you look at all these people, Doomseeker? Freeguild cluttering every road. There must be 10,000 soldiers on the march just in this district.
Your name was right about this place. It's bigger than Karazakarak, and that was the mightiest city in all the world.
1,000 times 1,000 men hold the Twin-Tailed City for their God King.
A good place for a few hundred Edassans to try and get lost in. Look! Up ahead!
We'd better hurry.
I have eyes, Story Smith. I have an eye.
Have it your way, but they're getting away.
Maybe that's what you and your dark patrons want me to think.
Manu Damas Eki Watak.
Who are that lot in the dresses?
Priests and priestesses of the Pantheon. Sigmar and Alariel, the Everqueen mostly, which makes sense, considering where the Twin-Tailed City stands, bestride the realms of life and fire.
Why are they singing around a crater?
Abjuring against corruption, I suspect.
Gotrek peered hard at a priestess robed in white and blue, with a tall mitre and crescent moon staff, bedecked with symbols of Haish.
We have to hurry, Doomseeker. Why are you stopping?
I think I've just discovered what's gone wrong in this world.
Brodor waited for the Doomseeker to pass before turning to see for himself what Gotrek had been staring at.
It's just a priestess of Teclis. I don't understand.
Stop lagging, Chaos Worshipper. I'm not about to lose the Edessens and let the Dark Elf accuse me of tardiness just because you're fat and slow.
I'm no slave to darkness. I wish you'd stop saying it.
Then tell me every word the elfling spoke was a lie, Story Smith. Swear it on your oath, and I'll believe it over the poison of a dark elf's tongue any day.
On my oath. No, I can't. There's no love spared between Sigmar and the Fire Slayer Lodgers. I'll not deny. It's no secret. Sigmar could have fought Vokatrix himself, but no. Not high and mighty Sigmar. He bade Grimnir go in his place. We don't resent the man god that. Grimnir was indebted, and Sigmar entitled to name his prize. But if he expects the same devotion from us as from the warriors he forged with his own thunder, then he's more a fool than Grunyi. Blood and gold, we say, and it's blood and gold we fight for. The kin of our lodge and the remnant of our shattered god. Why should we care where it comes from?
I have killed this Ossiandi and his band of oathbreakers because I swore I would. I'll kill the Lich because he wronged me. Vengeance! That's all that really endures.
Maybe I was wrong. If you can't understand, then maybe you're not Grimnir.
If Grimnir were here instead of me, then he'd disappoint you no less than I. Don't fool yourself on that score, Story Smith. Look! They're caught at the crossroads!
A company of the Anvil Guard heavy cavalry, elves in black plate and mounted on hissing drake spawn, were stuck, trying to move the other way. At the same time, an impatient band of men and Duodin fought to move their iron-welded machines across.
We should slow down. Someone up there might recognize us from the Great Ash Road, or even the fight for the Burning Gate. We shouldn't get too close.
Hurry up, slow down. Bah! Let's just have them now and be done with it. How many of them are there anyway? 100? 2? Barely enough to work up a fuss.
And give Barrow Walker the chance to escape?
I hate it when you talk sense, Story Smith. Fine, we'll do it the Dark Elf's way. I can't believe those words came from my lips.
I've known fire slayers who could hold a grudge. Skor and Firebrand could remember every misplaced nick in every bead book from 10 years past, but I've never known a Duardin who'd condemn a whole race for a wrong that even he can't put into words.
A dwarf is only as good as the grudges he keeps.
No way's a stranger, no mistake.
I remember that smell.
From Karagumba. The Skaven!
Poison wind! Hold your breath, Story Smith!
What's up? Kill, kill! Kill, slay the Anvil Guard elf things first! Dangerous as they are! Go, go!
Form up! Form up!
Don't forget this dwarf, vermin! I may have supped already this day, but my axe has not!
The Doomseeker charged towards a pack of red-armored storm vermin that had been, until then, enthusiastically butchering the survivors of a Hammerhal Gyra skirmish infantry regiment.
Beard thing! Beard thing! Yeah! Run, flee! Hurry, scurry!
What's this? You fight a band of half-dead manling soldiers wearing flowers, but not one dwarf? I'm not done yet!
Thank you, Forest Slayer.
Bring me more!
There's more over this way, Doomseeker!
The remnants of the Anvil Guard cavalry loped clear of the fray, the Drakespawn knights flattening any Skaven foolish enough to get between them and safety. A motley assortment of choking Freeguild fought to escape in their wake. Everywhere else, Skaven ran rampant.
Clan Boyle again. Furry Gricks!
Elfmeat! My mind! I'll find your own meat!
Unbroken! Kazuka!
Fight now! Feast later! Kill, kill!
As Brodo brought down his axe, the Skaven swung up its shield. It knocked the Fire Slayer's blow aside and buried its mace in his gut.
Be it meat less tasty sweet than elfing. Maybe salt you for run scurry home.
But to add in, are thick of skin and dense of bone vermin. The metal craft of rats won't shatter that which Urgold has remade.
Brodo brained the triumphant rat man with his icon pole, sending it sprawling.
That's right. Come to me. Despoil the magma vault of a fire slayer, will you? I'll tell a tale of unbacky vengeance in the blood of your clan upon the cheapest gold known to the metalcraft of the dispossessed. For the cowled and deepings. For Aven Rai. For Barak Idor. Doomseeker! Doomseeker, where are you?
I'm fighting, Story Smith. Believe it or not, just because I prefer to do it without shouting doesn't mean that I like it any less. Blood is for spilling, it's for feeding the soil with, not singing about. If you'd read the tales that have been written of me, the blood that soaked this beard, then you might find that enthusiasm dampened just a little. Now, watch me, Story Smith. Watch how a real slayer of the old world greets his doom.
I'll not be shamed by you. Anything you could do...
Brodo attempted to yank his axe blade from the last Skaven's neck, but his rune-bolstered strength saw the scrawny creature hurled over his shoulder.
Whoa!
Scenting the opening, a Skaven stabbed at the exposed side with a notched dagger.
Stupid slow! Be a thin! Die! Die!
Brodo jerked back, blinking away after images as the Nightrunner disintegrated before his eyes. The Angelos retinues of the Hammerhal Stormhost swept overhead, their Stormcall javelins blitzing the crossroads like bolts of lightning, drawn to rusted helmets and Skaven flesh.
About time!
That's me!
These Stormcast Eternals are impressive enough, but if they were real warriors, they'd be down here on the ground, getting their beards wet with the rest of us. You'd never catch this dwarf accepting a pair of wings. Not for any god.
The Skaven are fleeing further into the Ashlands district. The prosecutor's weapons are too destructive to pursue the vermin through the city. Do we chase them?
Aye, let's. No.
Wait.
Over there.
Black and red. The Adassins.
The poison wind attack must have been to clear their path. And the ambush was to throw off anyone that might have been following.
They didn't count on this, Slayer.
Come on! We can still catch them!
The two Duodin ran for the crossroads. Brodo made it there first, the Doomseeker huffing some way behind him.
Can you see them?
Thaggers! They're gone!
You're quick for one so fat, Story Smith.
The power of Urgold is limited only by the skill of the Rune Master, and Crag Blackhammer is amongst the greatest that live.
Hatir's locksmithing wasn't the equal of his rune making. What's this here on the road?
The Doomseeker crouched down to inspect the find. Brodo followed.
A fire steel dining knife. It's... Wait, that's my fire steel dining knife.
Just the sort of sloppiness I've come to expect around here. can't even keep an eye on your own cutlery? For shame! Renald himself couldn't pick the pocket of a real dwarf.
I'll throw Malaneth into the Karag, taking my knife.
Forget that now, Storysmith, even assuming you were capable. Hark at where the blade is pointing.
That alley.
Who would have thought a dark elf could prove more reliable than my own kin? Distant in blood though you may be.
You might have frightened Jordan and this Felix with your attitude, Doomseeker. But I am a fire slayer of the Unback Lodge. You aren't so far beyond my strength as you seem to think.
Oh, any time, any realm, any bloody age of this world, Storysmith.
Brodor swiped up his fire-steel knife, his cheeks tinged red.
What now, then?
I never thought I'd hear myself saying these words. But for now, let's go with the Dark Elf's plan and kill who he came here to kill.
Arcanite cultists, disguised in Edassan garb, filled the old warehouse. Those true Edassans that still remained watched the Arcanites at a remove. Malaneth could see their lips moving as if to shape the unclean phrases of the chant.
I hate magic. It is a tool by which the weak and the powerless seek parity with the strong.
Then you have chosen an odd master, Manazoma.
Such are the twisted ways of the ninefold path. The eyes sought me out, lioness. I did not seek them. Not as these damned souls did.
Malaneth felt her mouth begin to move in unison with the chant. She bit down hard on her lip, suddenly glad of the lioness mask that hid her discomfort from Ozzyandi.
Can you feel it, though? The chant. It makes you want to say it.
I hate magic.
Watch, Ozzyandi. The platform.
At the far end of the storehouse, a man, a wizard, stood on a platform overlooking the Arcanites and the Edassans. His hair was long, spidery grey, webbing his hollow cheeks, straggling down past the shoulders of a ratty gown of iridescent purple.
The eye not seen!
Fate master of the Seeing Legion, twin to the eye that's seen, the wit that guides his brother's blade.
He's never shown his face to me before.
That you know.
He could not have hidden. Can you not feel the power coming off him? The darkness.
Well met again, Uthan Barrowwalker. You've come a long way from the mad hermit I hunted through the Chalwood.
Today, my friends, we take one step further along the ninefold path.
The wizard withdrew something from the ragged folds of his gown. It was a thick plate of gold, larger than the Fate Master's palm. The unusually complex arrangement of Fire Slayer motifs looked like a pair of runic numerals topped with a crown.
It is heavy, I remember. And beautiful. Nadriel, ward me.
Beautiful as only an ugly thing of gold can be. Why do they gasp as though one of the nine honored guests has just appeared before them?
Bound here, within the ancient runecraft of the Fire Slayers, is a weapon. One with the power to break this great city in twain.
Weapons of power are fine things to have on a battlefield. Less so to be in a room with.
But the Dwarden are cunning in their works. Only through implantation in the flesh of their own can it be used. For it responds to their fire and their faith. Only through proper ritual can such a bonding be achieved. And only with the proper phrases can its full potential be invoked.
And you know the proper phrases.
You must be Ozzyandi, first sword and would-be king of Edassa. My brother has told me much about you.
He told me next to nothing of you.
Such are the ways of Tzeentch.
Manizomo, the walls!
Terrasen Hun! Brindal!
At the command, Brindal, the room ignited. Lights and heat blazed through the Fate Master's fingers, as though he had just robbed the heavens of one of Sigmar's stars. Ozyande covered his eyes.
He did it. I hope you are nearby, Gotrek Gunnarsson. This needs to end soon.
The Order of Azir has played their part in the great game well, purging this city of our duplicitous brothers within. That is why you are here, to help me carry forward this great scheme. I require a volunteer. Perhaps even you, Manizomo.
Close ranks. Protect the Manizomo.
Then again, perhaps not. I require a warrior of conviction and faith. One in whom the great conspirator might find favor. One who is prepared to make of themselves a vessel for his implement of change.
I've seen it in Sigmar's armies 1,000 times. Cometh the hour, even the most fanatical become circumspect. Even Jordain would have discovered that for himself before the end.
I will take it. I will prove my god's favor.
Malineth disguised her voice, imitating an Adassin, as she made her way through the crowd and ascended the stairs towards the Eye Not Seen.
Welcome, daughter of fortune. Come closer. Stand before me and receive his blessing.
I am ready.
Tzeentch thrives on questions and on challenge. He is uncertainty. He is change. You will make a worthy offering, I think. Yes. And with the rune might of Crag Blackhammer allied to my own dark magic, conjoined like a treachlet upon the body of a cursling through your dark, blessed soul. He will break this city. You will be the usher of change you cannot even fathom. A fine gift for the Grey Lord, worthy of the great schemes that made it be. Give me your sword, sister.
Yes, I not seen.
A fine weapon to look upon, but unwieldy, no? So unlike the subtler methods that our god teaches us to master.
My god is indeed subtle, Fate Master, when he chooses to be.
Taking the offered blade, the Fate Master turned to address the congregation, the sword held up between his hands.
To take a life is to know power. To take a life freely given is to wield power. To take a life with the giver's own blade. That is to please Tzeentch. Have you any valediction for your brothers and sisters, Lioness?
Malineth stepped up behind the Eye Not Seen, discreetly pulling a concealed blade from beneath her lion skin. She leant in and pressed her mouth against his ear. The Fate Master stiffened.
I offer this death to Kayla Menchikane, the god of murder, and say thank you, Uthan Barrowwalker, for allowing me to receive his blessing today.
She drove the blade between the Fate Master's shoulder blades and through his twisted heart. The Doomseeker had just stomped through the storehouse's neglected door when the Necromancer hit the ground.
That's the signal then, is it? Pushing the Barrow Walker off the platform.
I'm not waiting on another! Your doom is here, Chaos Filth! It's coming for you as once it came for Arrak Demonclaw, Loigor Goldenrod, Valdemar Lichman, and greater champions of your worthless god than those I see before me now! Turn and face it! Some things you just never tire of. You learn that story, Smith, if you get to be 10,000 or so years old.
A furious melee of Arcanites broke away from attacking Melaneth and charged at Gotrek and Brodor.
I noticed the way you said if.
I spent many years traveling with a poet. I learned to pick what words I mean.
Would this be the human you're looking for, Felix? Do you really think a mannish poet would be chosen by Sigmar?
He slew a chaos dragon, Story Smith. Have you ever done that? He followed me to the darkest places in the old world, all the way to the chaos wastes and back, all on the strength of his word alone. 20 years he traveled the world before I released him from his oath so that he might go home and be wed. And even then, he managed to be there beside me at the very end. If there's a hero amongst the Stormcast Eternals worthy of even polishing the Mandling's mail, then I'll cut an inch off my beard. You, Story Smith, aren't yet worthy to speak his name. Not until you've notched your blade on a Chaos Lord or 10.
Aye.
Watch your side, Story Smith!
I had him! On Bagha! Should we help Malaneth, Doomseeker?
She owes me a lich. He was mine by oath.
Grimnir, does it matter who put the finishing blow?
Are you cussing, Beardling, or have you started calling me Grimnir again?
Cussing?
Good. Yes, it bloody matters. How am I to say proper vengeance has been done if some darkling elf got in there first?
Maybe Barrow Walker's not completely dead yet.
You're just saying that to please me, Story Smith.
Servants of Chaos are nefarious in their means. And he was once a servant of Nagash, lest we forget.
Cease your prattling and watch my side! I'm having that master rune. This may be a world of god beasts, chaos treatment, and beer made from lava you can poach eggs in, but I'll be taking that much vengeance from his sorry, finally dead hide.
Gotrek barreled through the massing enemy as if they were little more than an inconvenience. Arcanites and Adassins flew aside with throats slit and guts leaking.
I'm with you, Doomseeker!
If you're gonna guard a side, Story Smith, at least pick the one with the eye patch.
I thought you might appreciate keeping the one you've still got.
Better! I'd forgotten how it was to have someone complaining to me over that shoulder. I could almost close my eye and imagine I was in Noon.
Don't do that!
No sense of humor. That's your problem. I think I see the lich on the ground there.
Just follow the rune light. The master rune is still burning.
Was that you, Story Smith?
Brodor glanced up into the trickle of dust from the ceiling.
Croc! It's in my eyes! Doomseeker, watch out!
A human swordsman in fine armor and a golden circlet lunged for the Doomseeker, raking his sword across the Duodin's bicep. The warrior drew his sword into a perfect guard, blood trickling down the fuller towards the lions depicted on its hilt.
So you bleed like any mortal.
More, if I have any say.
My name is Ozeandi Duodin, Manizomo of the armies of Edassa, first sword of the lion, first nephew to the crown, and I abhor being defied.
Ozeandi, I know you.
Oathbreaker! Kinslayer, you are! A fine day this is turning out to be!
Dortrum!
But I could still do with less of that. This is for Jordain, Kinslayer!
The Slayer launched himself at the Adassan Lord, driving the swordsman back under a flurry of blows.
Jordain was an idealistic fool!
Asayande flowed from block to parry to block again, desperately at first, but with increasing fluidity as he weathered the initial onslaught.
If he started killing men for that, then when would we get round to those who really need killing?
The Doomseeker's axe trailed flame as he swung it across Asayande's chest. The Adassan leapt back, then casually knocked it aside.
The Queen of Edassa is old and weak, just like her son was.
I don't think you knew your cousin as well as you think you did.
You knew him?
Aye. You didn't kill him on the Ash Road. I guess the manling had more to him than you thought.
Asayande threw himself into a ferocious sequence of attacks that the Doomseeker did not even try to defend himself against.
You fight like a battering ram hitting a gate. How have you managed to live this long?
You'd not be the first to ask that question, nor the last.
Doomseeker, let me help you!
Yes, kick the others off my back, Storley Smith. This one's mine, by oath.
So you do need me. The vanquisher of Ignimbris can't watch his own back.
Do it or don't do it. Either way, could you just stop talking about it for a few bloody minutes while I kill this human?
I am the finest warrior since the days of Kaiyukane Hammerfriend. Edassa needs my rule.
Asayande lashed out at the Doomseeker, growing increasingly angry as Gotrek absorbed him effortlessly with his axe.
It needs chaos as well, does it?
A means to an end, and the Einotsin is now dead. Edassa will be no one's vessel. Not Sigma, not the Grey Lord.
Lord? Let us not inflate the wretch beyond all reason. At the most, he's a seer.
Finally, seeming to run out of ideas, the Adassan threw everything into a direct lunge for Gotrek's face.
My arm!
Battering ram! I can see that. But you are no castle door. You break like a Mooklyn bench.
In an awesome display of brawn, Gotrek dragged his axe back across his body. Flames broiled from its captive forge flame like a comet's tail as it swept back, up high, then hammered down. The blade cleaved the Adassan's skull in two. Flames devoured the man's eyeballs from within and licked out from his ears. Gotrek grinned.
Jordain is avenged. And it felt better than I thought it would. Perhaps there can be a place for me here, after all.
What's going on?
Brace yourself, Storis!
Brodor crossed his forearms over his face and braced. The blast cast Arcanites and Adassans aside like gravel, but the Duodin were built of better stone. They didn't budge.
Your arms! They're glowing!
It's the Master Rune. It's awakening my runes.
Crag Blackhammer's Master Rune had split the earth where it had slipped from Uthan's grip, sitting now in a crater, cracks and fissures splintering off from the center. The Arcanites in the vicinity were all dead and broken, and most of the rest were running.
Asayande and the Fake Master have fallen! We are unmasked! Flee! Flee!
The ground is giving!
Whatever Uthan did to ignite the Master Rune has not been undone with his fall.
Get down from there, Elfling! Trust an engineer! That platform isn't gonna stand much longer!
The The elf swayed as waves of power from the master rune slowly disintegrated the staircase's timber frame. Malineth jumped as the platform collapsed, landing with a graceful roll.